Tim Hicks, The Reklaws, The James Barker Band, Jade Eagleson, and Riley Taylor. Do you know what these people all have in common? They are all Emerging Artist Showcase winners of Boots and Hearts, and I am so happy to welcome to our show today, Riley Taylor. How you doing, Riley?
Not too bad. I'm on that list.
You are on that list, my friend.
Jeez, good company.
Look how far these people have gone, and you're going there next.
Can you imagine, eh?
You are. We want to say congrats on your brand new single, You Left Me. We are going to play that here today, and I imagine many, many days afterwards. But awesome. Tell me about the song and what it means.
Well, this song, I wrote this one about a year and a half ago now. It was on my first trip to Nashville that I kind of had saved up for, and it was kind of on a whim. I just said, screw it, I'm going. I went by myself. There was some guys there that I met through the Boots and Hearts Festival, actually, that I had played just before. So I ended up meeting with them, and then they were like, oh, just let us know when you're in Nashville. So I called them on it, and they were definitely accommodating. And yeah, let's get it right. Let's get going here. It was Ryan Kinder, and then the other co-writer on this was Justin Halpin. I'd never met Justin before, and then he was running a bit late, so we were hanging out at Ryan's, and Justin comes in, and he's like, yeah, sorry, I just had that thing there with Lady A.
we'll forgive you.
Yeah, that's okay, man. So, it was pretty cool. Like, you know, Justin came in and he's like, he's a super, Ryan as well, like just super good, like melody guys. And Justin just started kind of picking away. We just started kind of noodling a bit. And before we knew it, we had that hook there, like, I Ain't All You Left When You Left Me, and just kind of wrote around that. And I mean, obviously everybody has that story of somebody leaving them, and then it's something that we all kind of channeled for that one. And then yeah, it was pretty seamless, like it was cool. And then immediately I was like, you know, I want to cut this.
It's an amazing song. Love it. Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Tell me this story next. Brett Kissel, Jade Eagleson, opening act for them April 4th at the Casino is, drum roll, Riley Taylor. How did this happen?
Beyond me. I like to thank luck a lot. It kind of fell in my lap, really. It was I wasn't expecting it.
How did you find out about it? Tell us the story.
So wonderful people at the East Coast Entertainment Group that are putting on the show and accommodating and stuff. They reached out. I kind of knew them before just from gigging around and stuff like that, and they've always been good to me. And what I would assume happened would have been Brett's team would have reached out to them and kind of poked around for any openers. They probably said, oh, yeah, we get this guy, Riley, blah, blah, blah. And I met Brett, call back again to the Boots and Hearts thing. The year that I won the contest, he was the headliner. So part of the package was like the finalists get to go on and do a song with Brett and meet his team and go on the bus and all that stuff. So I kind of knew him a little bit beforehand anyway, so it worked out. And I got an email from their team and just kind of said, you know, keep your ears open, your ears and your eyes open, and we'll be posting something to promote it, and you're in.
Okay, so, Krista Ham's version of the story is Brett Kissel heard Riley Taylor's new song and said, oh my God, I have to have him on my tour. He ran to Facebook, made a post, friends of yours answered. I think that's really what happened. There was no, oh, who can we get? He wanted you, Riley Taylor.
You know what? I would love to think that, and that might be true.
I think it is. I'm moving on.
You know what? That sounds better. Let's go with that.
Okay. So good things came out in 2022. 2023 saw you at Sussex Fun Day Fest. You were on at the Boxcar Country Music Festival. Tell me what is your biggest moment in the last couple of years, Riley?
Oh, within the last couple of years, there's been a lot of cool stuff. I mean, like to mention, like, you know, they're all up there, you know, the Fun Day Fest and Boxcar. And I think probably the most, like, biggest crowd that I've played for would have been the year returning to Boots and Hearts in 2023. In 22, that was like that. It was just insane. But the coolest moment that stands out to me would have been at the Boxcar Fest last year. There's really good friends of mine, Cecil McCaver and Bailey Van Wert, soon to be Bailey McCaver, who I lived with for a bit, did some lobster fishing industry work with them. So I lived with Cecil. He's a fisherman, and I've known him since we were kids. And he said, oh, you know, I'm thinking about proposing to Bailey, and I want to do it at the Morgan Wallen, but I don't want to wait because he gets pretty antsy, right? He can't really sit still. So he says, I don't want to wait for Morgan Wallen. I want to do it at your show. Like, would you be able to do something where we can do that? I said, absolutely, right? So it worked out at the time, too, where I had just released Better Days, which is kind of a lovey-dovey song. Anyway, so I said, dude, this is like cross-promotion. This is
There you go.
This is excellent. So we ended up doing, like, I think we did like half of our set, roughly, and then I just did like kind of a timeout, talk to the crowd type thing. He just said, you know, I love being in St. John, blah, blah, blah. I have good friends from here. And Bailey and Cecil there, right there. And actually, Bailey, I think there's something that Cecil's been meaning to ask you. Of course, everybody turns that way, and they had it set up so that they were close to the stage and like easily viewed as well. Yeah, it worked out perfect. They got like so many good camera angles, and like it was all recorded. And
it was recorded by like 1,000 people. I was there. I saw it. It was amazing. It's cool. A moment they'll never forget in so many ways.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Right? So I think that's cool. That's the cool thing. That's kind of what kind of keeps me like motivated to try to, you know, make it and do more stuff like that. Like that's kind of what drives like the standout, those moments stand out. And it's kind of cool to get the chance to provide that stuff.
What's the dream for 2024, Riley Taylor?
2024, the dream is I want to get an album out. It's in the works. I've been talking with the team, and we've been going over some songs. I've been trying to write, you know, as much as I can to get an album together. And we want to do like a big project, especially where it'll be my debut album, and just kind of try to kick the door a little bit. Yeah, so we're aiming to have a lot of the stuff done up by the end of this year. If we could release it at the end of the year, it'd be great. If not, it would probably be sometime early next year. The wheels are in motion, the gears are turning. So that is currently my big dream.
I like the way how you word it, kick the door, because, you know, from my point of view, my friend, you are kicking the door down.
Well, that's it, man. And I think, you know, it's one of those things. Nothing really happens overnight, but I'd just like to have my name in the hat.
You might say, good things don't come easy, right?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm nosy. I want to know what you're up to tonight. Where are you at, and what are you doing?
Yeah, I am in Halifax tonight due to some unforeseen circumstances. Robin Ottolini's in town. Her opener that was originally scheduled, Justin Fancy, a good buddy of mine, unfortunately, he wiped out on his snowmobile in Newfoundland. He messed his shoulder up, so he can't play tonight or tomorrow night. So, and this all happened over the weekend. Like, Robin got a hold of me, I think it was like Saturday, and she was like, hey, can you play whatever the dates are, the 18th and 19th, or 19th and 20th, sorry. And I was like, you mean like next month or like in a couple of days, like 19th and 20th? She's like, no, like this week. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can. Where it worked out, Halifax isn't too far anyway. I always forget that it's like 4 hours away.
I know, but how she made the decision to include you, because it's called All My Friends Are Hot, the More the Merrier Tour.
So I you know, I just like to be in consideration for the title
of
a hot friend.
Well, we love Robin Ottolini, and we latched on to Robin the minute she released F-150, and we are latching right on to you, Riley Taylor. We're huge, huge fans here of yours in St. John, New Brunswick. You know that.
Thank you so much.
We're going to spin You Left Me, and I got one more question. I have so many questions for you, Riley. Well, I have a couple of questions. I heard through the grapevine that Brett Kissel loves Poor Excuses. Is there any chance that will be on the new album?
I have a funny feeling. I know a guy. I could probably work something out.
Brett Kissel loves it. I mean, you got to do it, buddy. You got to do it now.
That's pretty much, that's kind of where the bar is set, I suppose.
You betcha. One more question, Riley. When you get back to St. John, and, you know, you have some spare time, do you want to come in and hang out with me some afternoon, and we'll do the live show together?
I would love to.
Oh, my God, that would be the best.
Let's do it.
That would be okay. You go perform with Robin Ottolini tonight. I'm going to play your song right now, You Left Me, by Riley Taylor. We'll talk soon.
God love you.